Monday morning, JM in the AM. So you may recall that Naftali Solomon was with us to discuss the unique Chevra Gamach raffle that's going on. They are literally selling 1,750 tickets. And those of you who are familiar with what we did last year, in his case or in their case, every entry gets the spin of a wheel. And you end up with a charge, so to speak, with a price on your raffle ticket of anywhere between $1, literally it could be $1, all the way to $1,750. By the way, if you get to $1,750, we'll explain in a minute what happens. Anyway, the reason they're able to do this and have such lofty expectations is because the prizes are pretty amazing. And Naftali and I are going to go through some of them. And you'll have an opportunity to support the Chevra Gamach. I remind you that the Chevra Gamach supports Hatzalah members around the world and their families who are in need, who have specific needs that need to be met. And the work they do, the Chevra Gamach, the work they do is endless. Unfortunately or fortunately, depending, of course, on which way you're looking at it. Information, by the way, raise.it. It's a Raise It campaign, so it's raise.it. /heroes4heroes, and the number 4 is in the middle of the heroes for heroes. So it's raise, R-A-Y-Z-E dot I-T, /heroes, then the number 4, and then heroes. Naftali Solomon is one of the co-founders of the Chevra Gamach. Naftali, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Could you do this one first? Tell us what happens if somebody lands on 1750 for their raffle ticket.
So the person lands on 1750, will, besides getting a ticket to the regular raffle, will automatically receive a 1 ounce 24-karat gold commemorative coin showing the Gamach's logo on one side and Hatzalah's on the other. And with gold at about $2,500, $2,600 an ounce, you automatically make money. So it'll cost you $1,750, but you can get a gold coin valued at about $2,500. So you're automatically a winner.
And I'm going to ask you to go through some of the prizes in a minute. I'm actually going to leave it to you because there are a lot of prizes, so you could take the 4 or 5 that you want to emphasize for us. But I do want to bring to everyone's attention that speaking of those gold coins, there is a special additional raffle that's going to be happening during Hanukkah. How's that going to work?
So every morning of Hanukkah, every day of Hanukkah, excuse me, except for Shabbos, of course, in the morning, there's a raffle in the morning and there's a raffle in the evening. One prize is another one of these gold coins and the other prize for that day. And again, all these are in addition to your ticket to the regular prize.
Right.
Every day of Hanukkah, excluding Shabbos, in the morning and in the evening, there's going to be a separate raffle. One prize is a gold coin, same gold coin. The second one is a beautiful leather-bound Pita Maktoris on cloth, skula for Parnassa.
If it's said every day, that is the skula, and you're going to provide it, obviously, in the cloth form. Those of you not familiar with that, it's on parchment in the best and most beautiful way to actually have it and recite it on a daily basis. One other thing before we go to your featured prizes for today, and that is, and I know this from our experience here, people are anxious to know how many of the numbers between 1 and 10 still remain. Would you have that information for us?
As far as I remember, 10 is taken and 6 is taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I believe is still available.
Wow.
As is 7 and 8.
And is
9, I believe.
And is the 1750 still available?
Still available, as is the 1749. You just, don't get the 1749, no. Get the 1750.
Yeah, you don't want to get the 1749. But the cool thing is, of course, that some of the single digits are still available, which makes it a really, really lucrative entry if you're able to get into this contest for a dollar or something around there. And the reason it's so lucrative and it's the reason it's so high profile, folks, is because the prizes are pretty amazing. So do us a favor, mention the first 2, 3, 4 massive prizes and then whatever you want to feature beyond that. Obviously, we can't go through everything, but whatever we want to feature beyond that for this audience.
Well, first, before I say that, those who get I would say 75% of all tickets sold are $1,000 or more.
Wow.
So there are a lot of lower numbers still available, a lot. That's A. B, even if whatever you get, whether it's a dollar or $17.50, there's an availability of paying it out over time, maximum of $50 a month. So take advantage of that as well.
Oh, wow.
You can pay it out $50 a month, whether you get the $17.50 or $500, whatever that may be, there's an opportunity there to pay it out, maximum of $50 a month. Okay. So as far as the prizes are concerned, some of these are extremely unique, never ever seen before in the firm world. First prize is Tuk Farm and Harazesim. That is something that's very, very hard to come by, a piece of history like you've, like we haven't seen in years. Then the next unique prize is sponsorship for the next art school, Erevin. That means your name will be featured in the Gemara. Every single one of Erevin's Yerushalmi, Daf Yomi size Gemara, your name will be there, perpetuated for eternity.
Amazing.
So a couple of others, unique ones. We have one of the first Ruziel Hamalas, a sefer written, I believe it was in the 1700s. That is like the basis of all skulas. So that's a unique, very, very unique opportunity to get. There's a wine fountain manufactured by Sweat and Eretz Yisrael, a famous Israeli artist, that has a value of about $40,000.
Wow.
That is something that is very, very unique. A menorah by him as well, Hanukkah. I don't know if you'll make it in time for Hanukkah, but next year is always available for you. Also value about $40,000. Some just very unique prizes. There's $2,500 worth of scratch-off tickets that has a value of potentially, $10, $15 million.
And isn't there a regular cash payment that you have there as well?
So one of the reasons why it's the number one, the top value is $1,750 is for those who, and certainly in New York, that is the telephone number of Hatzala, 1-8-7-1-8-3-7-1-7-1-5-0, which actually was Rav Herschel Weber's home phone number. So that's why we chose 1750. And because of that, one of the prizes is whoever wins that prize will get a Zelle payment every single month for a year of $1,750.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
And for those of you
who don't know, it's Herschel Weber, who's the founder of Hatzala. And that's why he gets that distinction of having the number of entries after the last four digits of his phone number. You also did something different, because when we see these massive auctions, and so many of them, of course, take place in our community, very often when a new car is given away, it's a new lease that you get to keep for 2-3 years, etc. I don't remember someone actually giving away the car, but you're giving away the car this time around.
2024 GMC Yukon, brand spanking new, and yours, not a lease, as you said. It is yours.
That's pretty amazing.
And if you're a member of one of the amazing Chesed organizations like Haverim, Shomrim, Hatzalah, it comes with a $10,000 lights and sirens package. Nachum, you cannot have that if you win it. I'm sorry.
I made joy just for that.
sit in traffic like everybody else.
I'm going to have to call my friend Dovi Jacob and see if he can get me easy entree into the Hatzalah force if I win that prize. It's a Raise It campaign, everybody. That's the bottom line. You can go to the website and you can participate. There's this amazing fun element to it, because you have no idea if your ticket's going to be worth, or it's going to make you contribute a dollar or $1,750 or somewhere in between. Raise, RAYZE.IT/heroes4heroes. It's a number four, heroes. Four heroes. And Naftali Solomon, before we let you go, why don't you remind us again? And again, if we're doing this during our fundraiser, we think it's an important cause. No greater proof of that. Why don't you again remind us what the Chevre Gemach does? Because a lot of people don't realize that there are plenty of needy people in our community, and there are plenty of needy people who are members of Hatzalah, whose families could use a little help, a little boost at times, and the Chevre Gemach has grown. Could you tell us some of the things, some of the initiatives that the Chevre Gemach has undertaken?
Absolutely, but one last thing before I get to that. Anybody who gets $1,500 or more, who hits $1,500 or more, if they go to the prizes, there's one of five beautiful Lucite prizes, gifts that are they're yours. Anything 1,500 or more. So that's 250 people can choose either a wine fountain, a Lucite wine fountain made by an amazing Z sender in Lakewood, New Jersey. Wine fountain, a washing cup, beautiful washing cup, a Lazy Susan for dips. And there was one more thing. I don't remember.
So this is something you just added.
This is something, no, that was there from day one.
Oh, wasn't there?
It's in the prize book.
Got it.
It's in the prize book. Oh, I'm sorry. A Ständer. Beautiful Z Ständer with the Gamach logo on each one of these things. Your choice, 1,500 or more. Besides the ticket into the raffle, you get that as well automatically. Right.
Yeah, and before our staff mathematicians go crazy, that would be 251 people if it's 1,500 or more, as opposed to, I know that's going to be an issue with one person I know later on today. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll have to order one more piece. Okay.
Go ahead, sir. What have we got with the initiatives of the Chevre Gamach?
So the Chevre Gamach helps out fellow members throughout New York State, and what we do is we provide interest-free loans for them, Money Before Yom Tovim, and Simcha grants. We are there for the Hatzalah members who are always there for the Klal Yisrael. We are there to help those who help Klal Yisrael.
Simple as that. And as you explained to us last time, it just keeps growing and growing because you keep finding out more and more areas of life that people need help with.
Correct.
So people should keep that in mind as well. All right, look, the goal, everybody, in this one is to obviously sell every ticket. That's the bottom line. And one of the most important pieces is that you can pay it out over time. That option is given to you once you're online at their website. Raise it, RAYZE.IT/heroes4heroes. Heroes, the number four, and then heroes. Support the Chevre Gamach. And Naftali, as we said last time, we hope this is a great success. And that people will take advantage of the fact that in addition to the prize booklet, which is available online, people can read it. In addition to all those prizes, you have the gold coins for Hanukkah. You have the 1,500 or more, as you said, from the Lucite items, etc. There's a lot of fun stuff and a lot of great things that could happen to people if they give and give generously and with enthusiasm. And I certainly hope people will. And it's open to everybody around the world, we should remind everybody, right? No matter where they are. Right, you have to deliver that brand new car somewhere on the globe. You'll figure it out, right?
Well, no, every prize has a geographic limitation as well. Obviously, somebody who wins it in South Africa is not going to, but there's a cash equivalent to every single prize for whatever reason.
So you took care of it. You took care of all the options. I like that. So if someone does win it from far away, they'll certainly be taken care of. They shouldn't worry. So we welcome all global entries. All right, good luck with it. I hope the Chevre Gamach does really well with this.
Amen. Thank you, Nachum. Have a great day.
Naftali Solomon here at JM in the AM.